My name is John Moores. I'm from Canton, Ohio. I think that for me, my journey with Jesus has definitely, in the last 2-3 years, been changing because of the questions that I've been asking. What's God saying to you, and what are you going to do about it? If I'm going to be like Jesus and follow him and become like him, then I need to hear what my master's saying to me, and I need to do it. I work with students. I work with middle school and high school, and oversee all the student ministries at the church. And so God has really infused that DNA. Then we're in a complete alignment, which is a beautiful thing when each area of the church is headed in the same direction. So that's kind of my role and how I kind of fit into that. But I think, I'm going to be biased here, but I think that students have the greatest opportunities. You know, you can always hear that statistic. 80% or 85% of people come to know Jesus before the age 18. But if you believe that that has any validity, then the group of people that are going to reach students most effectively are going to be other students, not adults. The ministry is right there, right in front of them. They don't have to go out and try to find something else. And so if we can ignite a passion in them and help them to see that, and help them to be a disciple and just ask the questions, you know, what's Jesus saying to me? What am I doing about it? How am I going to become more like him? And we send them out then into their high school. I think there's going to be a natural fit between missional communities and student ministry. That's what we do in our high school. It's how they're structured. You know, we have missional communities. Our leaders, the way that we teach is we ask those two questions. Our leaders will stand up and say, this is what Jesus has been showing me this week. This is where it's at in scripture that he ignited in my, I read this and it just jumped off the page. This is what he's showing me, and this is how it's going to play out in my life. And then we ask students to process that. Now the implications of that are this. Anybody in that room, if they're a disciple, can stand up and say, this is what Jesus is doing in my life. There's not a divide between secular and sacred, between professional and volunteer. We're all just Jesus followers. And I think when you teach a student that, it becomes replicable. They can grow. There's not a heavy burden of, I have to know all this stuff before I can actually lead anybody. And what we're finding is that in their high schools, they're identifying, who am I one of? Well, I'm one of the lacrosse team. That's who I'm praying for. That's who I'm encouraging. That's who I'm going after. I'm one of the band. I'm on the drum line. You know, and I think that there's just so much opportunity if we just begin to think this way. Some people think, well, students are too young. They have to wait. And I disagree. They're in a perfect position to go for it. So the growth that we've seen is much more significant than anything we've ever done. So it's been really good. I think we maybe have changed the way that we pray. You know, I've been guilty of this in student ministry. You know, you kind of pray in a way that puts a target on somebody's back. You know, like it's all about the conversion rather than blessing somebody, being in their life and loving them. When you change the way that you're looking at it and you change the way that you're praying, then your outcomes and how you measure them change. So I wouldn't say that we've necessarily seen a ton of conversion moments where we would measure conversion traditionally. What we see is a whole lot of our students actually wanting to be in the lives of the people that they know at school and that are around them in a way that is a little less superficial than you have a target and I'm just trying to get a notch in my belt by seeing you converted. So we're seeing students that are actually in each other's lives, praying for them, looking for ways to serve them, looking for ways to encourage them, trying to listen to God's Spirit prompt them and guide them in the moment to be salt and light in other folks' lives, to be on a journey with them. Those are the sorts of things that we're seeing. We are seeing students openly and readily include their friends. For me, though, personally, I think that it's good to measure growth, and we do, but Numeric growth to me represents our students going for it. That's what I want. If I've got 20 students and they're going for it, they're praying for the friends, they're loving them, and they invite them, and those friends don't come, I'm good with that. They went for it. And I know that they're going to continue to be in those kids' lives. So a few years ago, we really had a desire to go and serve the school. We don't want to go with an agenda to have a Bible club. We don't want to like try to force our way into lunch. We don't want to do any of the like stereotypical stuff. We just want to go and just serve. So we schedule a meeting with the middle school. The middle school agrees to meet with us. It's the principal, two vice principals, three guidance counselors, an intern, and somebody else. They all have their notebooks. They're all in their business suits. They march us into a conference room. We all sit down. Everybody's sitting up straight. You know, the notebooks open. The pens are out. And then they look at us because we called the meeting. So it's our agenda, right? So they're looking at us like, go ahead. And it was, there was tension in the room. It was stiff. It was tight. And I just looked at him. I just said, hey, we, you know, we're at River Tree and we just want to know, you know, how can we help? Is there anything we can do to serve you guys? And literally it's like the air went out of the room. People started smiling. They started slouching a little bit in their chairs and relaxing. And I just think that the school is so used to having the church be antagonistic towards them and be agenda driven with them. And God really, in that moment, I think gave us a person of peace, somebody that would be a gatekeeper for us into the school. That was that school principal. She really responded to us and said, hey, we would love to work with you. We actually set up a time when we took students to the school to serve on the weekend. She saw us doing all these things and it created this environment where we earned some trust. What scares people? I mean, think about it. You're teaching people to hear from God. God tells us crazy things sometimes. When the body of Christ, when we actually empower people and release them to go, you know, it's, we can't control it. And sometimes in ministry, we feel this need to control everything. And we can't. If we try to control it, we're going to stifle what God's trying to do. So, you know, we adopt that phrase that a lot of people have heard, low control, high accountability. We don't try to control what our leaders do. We don't try to control what our students do. We hold them to an account for a few simple things, and then we hold them to an account for their relationship with Jesus. We ask them, are you becoming like him? And that is ample doses of challenge and encouragement. But the fear is, you know, none of this is going to fit into neat, tidy boxes anymore. And it's not going to be sanitized. It's going to be messy and hard to control. And so we just have to release it and just say, God, we trust you, you know. And it scares folks. I think that's one of the largest obstacles for leadership, is the releasing of it. You know, statistics are just so condemning of student ministry. The hardest one is the rate that students leave the church after they graduate high school. Essentially, they graduate high school, they graduate God. I think there's a number of reasons for that. But one is they haven't followed Jesus. They followed an institutional church. And this blows that up. So I'm sure there's still going to be some students that are just along for the ride. And then when they get into college, they'll have to decide who they are when they're away from home. But man, I gotta believe that teaching them to hear from God and do what he says is gonna create much more lasting results than indoctrinating them in through a certain curriculum. And then, you know what, my leaders, they don't have to try to be burdened with having to know all this stuff or do all sorts of stuff that is traditional student ministry. They're simply asked to follow Jesus and then share that with their students. And every disciple of Jesus should be able to say, this is what God's doing in my life. So what we're asking them to do is going to actually build them up as well. I'm thrilled with where it's heading. I mean, it's still new and fresh, but man, I mean, you could see how, and it could just become viral very quickly. That's what I'm most excited about.